This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Last night at Scope, Game 6 of the first round of the ECHL playoff series. Admirals taking on the Trois-Rivières Lions. Admirals leading 4-3. Time running out for the Lions.
Here we go. Draw to the left. 6-on-5. Tied up off the draw. Eventually steered into the corner. 6 seconds left. Down low. 5 seconds. Novak centering. 3 seconds. Shot it wide. And the Norfolk Admirals are going to the North Division Finals.
There you go. The Admirals are off to the next round. They knock them out. They win 4-2 in that first round against the Lions. Now, at the conclusion of every hockey playoff series, it's a tradition that the teams line up and shake hands. However, the Admirals series with the Lions was very chippy, especially last night's finale. And there was concern something bad could happen in that handshake line.
These handshakes are going to be very interesting.
Remco's got his gloves off. Somebody's got a hold. I think that's Fedoruk. Kubacek hollering at, I don't know if that's Boyer or who that is.
Well, I really highly recommend we get security down onto the ice. I'm not sure if these clubs are going to shake hands.
Not sure. Time went by, and the Admirals were lined up ready to go, but the Lions weren't quite ready to shake the hands. Eventually, they would get in the line.
The Admirals are lined up ready to shake hands, and I'm not sure if the Lions are going to oblige right now. The Lions are just hanging out. Now they're ready to shake hands. And again, this right here, I am begging the Almighty God himself that nothing happens in this handshake line.
Holy cow. How's the drama?
I love that play-by-play guy that the Admirals, I love him. I love him. They actually were able to shake hands without incident. Admirals will now play the winner of the Adirondack Thunder Maine Mariners series. One other side note, on Saturday night, the Admirals lost Game 5 on Saturday night before, again, eliminating the Trois-Rivières Lions. Last night, the Admirals had a guy by the name of Derek Louis-Jean who was injured. He's a fan favorite. He was taken to the hospital, treated, and released. He's going to be fine. So that's good news.
That's good.
NHL playoffs, you can stick a fork in the Capitals. They're done. The Rangers swept them 4 games, including the 4-2 victory yesterday. Avalanche over the Jets 5-1. They lead that series 3-1, the Avalanche do. Canucks lead 3-1 over the Predators. They beat them 4-3 in overtime. Edmonton Oilers up 3-1 as well on the Kings. 1-0 shutout yesterday. NBA playoffs, the Knicks got 47 out of Jalen Brunson, and he was involved in like 70 of their 97 points. Like he either scored or had the assist, and chance of MVP went up in Philadelphia for the Brunson burner because all the Knicks fans showed up.
Oh, that's cool.
Didn't sit well with the current MVP, Joel Embiid, who plays for the Sixers. He wasn't happy about it. The Knicks win that game 97-92, and they have a 3-1 lead on the Sixers. Minnesota Timberwolves, our guy Anthony Edwards had 40 points, 7 three-pointers, 40 points. They swept the Suns. They swept Kevin Durant and the Suns.
Wow.
122-116 was the final yesterday. One other side note from the game, the Minnesota coach, Chris Finch, was carted off in, I believe, the fourth quarter. It was the fourth quarter. Ruptured patella tendon. Patella tendon in the right knee. He had a collision with one of the Timberwolves guards, Mike Connolly, and he was taken away. Hopefully he's going to be okay. I'm sure that he'll be on the sideline, probably in a wheelchair, for the next series.
That sounds painful.
Clippers and Mavericks are even, Steven, at 2-2. Clippers beat the Mavericks 116-111. Pacers are up 3-1 on the Bucks. The Bucks are missing Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Another one of them got ejected yesterday. They're down 3-1 now to the Pacers after the 126-113 loss yesterday. Charles Barkley on Saturday was dissing the Pelicans. They got knocked out. They're done. And he was suggesting that they shouldn't be allowed to go to Cancun in their offseason because a lot of NBA players will, as soon as they're eliminated from the playoffs, head to Cancun. Apparently, I did not know that.
Yeah.
But Cancun is like the spot.
Yeah.
Well, Charles Barkley was suggesting they not head to Cancun.
That's where they're going, Chuck. Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to sit into Cancun. We're going to sit into Galveston with that dirty-ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So did I take another little...
Come on. They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Oklahoma. Oklahoma City.
So that happens on Saturday.
Dude, it's merciless, man.
Yeah. And then what happens is Ernie has to read a message to Chuck because there's somebody from Galveston didn't like his words.
Yeah, we had some fun with that. And you know who latched on to the conversation?
Who was that?
Beyonce's mom.
Miss
Jess. Chuck, we don't play about Galveston, Texas. Our water might not be blue, but it's still the beach and we love it. Jay sent this to me and Angie B yesterday. We're going to let him talk about our city like that.
Ooh.
All good. We got a great laugh. So you never know.
Jay-Z,
you're
going to
impact.
Miss Knowles, I don't want that smoke. I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Miss Knowles, I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
He apologized.
So how do you like Galveston now? It's beautiful.
We're That's one thing. He never apologizes, but he did yesterday.
That's fantastic.
The 2024 NFL Draft shattered attendance records. More than 700,000 fans turned up for the several days of coverage there. 250,000 on the first night. Television ratings through the roof. However, bone to pick with Pat McAfee. McAfee on Saturday night was tipping picks and then was told to stop it. And here, I want you to listen carefully to this. Here he is telling the guys that we can't tip the picks. And you're going to hear one of his cronies at the end of this, a guy named Ty Schmidt. You're going to hear the last thing said on the soundbite. It's Ty Schmidt, one of McAfee's guys on his show.
Yeah. The Dolphins pick is in. We know what it is. We're not allowed to say it.
No,
we're not allowed to say it.
Oh, no.
Well, there's been a little bit of ruffled feathers, I guess.
Who's Matt? Came down, f*** him.
He just said f him.
Wow.
On television. Wow. And I'm sorry, but you could fire that guy. Because the NFL has an agreement with the NFL Network, which the NFL Network basically has the agreement with ESPN. We're not going to tip picks.
Okay.
We're not going to, before the commissioner says who these picks are, we're not going to say it.
Exactly.
Even though all of them, not just Pat McAfee, but the ESPN guys already know who the picks coming, and so they know, and so does the NFL Network, and they're abiding by the rules. But Pat McAfee, the rules don't apply to him.
Right.
So what happens here? This is his merry band of idiots, and this is before the Dolphins are going to select Chop Robinson.
Right.
Well, what'd you have for dinner last night? Did you have steak? Did you have chicken? Did you have a pork chop? Maybe. What was the one that you had?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean,
he loves pork chops.
I'm a big pork chop guy.
Yeah, so they're trying to tip the pick without saying Chop Robinson.
Right.
It's so childish. And for Pat McAfee to not understand the concept of actually being a team player and actually being on the same page as the NFL wanted him to be with ESPN and their network, that's just foolish.
And I would think so.
And for one of the subordinates to yell F you, get rid of that guy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, Rick? Ricky, we're on the show, and all of a sudden, I or Sean or Rena yells out "F you, goodbye." Come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. In Major League Baseball, the Orioles unfortunately fell to the A's 7-6. Nationals over the Marlins 12-9. The Twins beat the Angels 11-5. And we bring up the Twins because their manager Rocco Baldelli was asked about this home run sausage. What is this about?
For anyone that hasn't been following, it's a substantial packaged, sausage that Jeffers has been carrying around in his bag and throwing at people when we score runs and hit homers. So I'm all for it. I'm slightly concerned that the package is going to open up and the thing hasn't been refrigerated in many days. And there's no doubt that when that thing opens up, whoever's touching it is in deep trouble.
So the home run sausage.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The Yankees creamed the Brewers 15-5. Braves over the Guardians in 10-4-3. Mets doubled up the Cardinals 4-2-11. Phillies over the Padres 8-6. Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball get a walk-off 5-4 over the Cubs. And the Tides off the Schneid. They beat the Stripers again 3 in a row for the Tides. They beat them 2-0. NASCAR, Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag at Dover at the Larry King Laws Langley Speedway Saturday night. DJ Valente, won the modifieds race, the first one. Rick Godovic won the second modifieds race. Riley Music was your Virginia Racers winner. Paul Lubno, Grand Stocks. Christian Keller, U-Cars. Ryan Vincent, Enduros. Tommy Jackson. Man, Tommy Jackson, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him in that Legends car. He wins again. And Bryson Nichols in the Bandoleros. Those are your winners. Today is Monday, so it's Be a Man Monday.
If your wife says some guy is a nicer truck than yours, smash yours into it. Be a man.
Yeah, be a man.
That's fantastic.